The Tasmanian state government is close to finalising its review of the state's Aboriginal and dual naming policy. 13 places around Tasmania already have dual names. Under the current policy, the final decision on Indigenous names rests with the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, or TAC, as it's sometimes known. But proposed changes could take that power away from the organisation and give regional Aboriginal groups more say. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
At Signet in Tasmania's Huon Valley, Malakiti woman Tony Murray dreams of the day when more local places are referred to by their local Aboriginal names.
I suppose using our language, it's, you know, our home language, using it in the place we live and the land we walk, it's a great privilege.
At the moment, the only Aboriginal language used for dual naming in Tasmania is Palawakani. It's a language that combines words from many of the original languages that were spoken in Tasmania and has been revived by the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, where Heather Sculthorpe is the CEO.
This is Luktruwita, Tasmania. Here's Wukalina, Mount William. Larapuna, Ediston Point. Kanamaluka, River Tamer. Every place name that we have was given by the Aboriginal speaker from that area on a set name day to a set name person and recorded. And we have, through rigorous research coupled with community knowledge, we have found those constructions and we've given the proper names back to those places.
Until now, the Tasmanian government has given the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre the responsibility of verifying Indigenous names and consulting with the Aboriginal community. But the new draft policy seeks to open up that power to more Aboriginal groups. Diane Baldock is the CEO of the Circular Head Aboriginal Corporation at Smithton on the northwest coast of Tasmania.
I think that, you know, in the future, any language that is named up in particularly in our area needs to come through the Aboriginal community of Circular Head.
In Bass Strait, the chairperson of the Flinders Island Aboriginal Association, John Clark, also wants more of a say in giving dual names from the original language of the area.
It'd just be the respect that they held for the original people that walked on that land for 40,000 years. You know, it reflected their names, their places.
The state government is planning to announce the final changes for the dual naming policy by the middle of the year. But Heather Sculthorpe from the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre says her organisation did not put in a submission.
This Hodgman government is playing politics with our language and with our culture and with our community. It's not a genuine review. It's a way to get his supporters from the regions to contest our right to give proper Aboriginal names to places in this state.
The state government wouldn't comment on the debate, saying it can't preempt the outcome of the report.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.